that was so big you'd have to get a pipe made especially for that, you see. Oh. Mm-hmm. And made it fit down here, but the other pipes would fit the other end of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, stove pipes. Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted it to go out, we never did want, we always wanted them to go straight out, but if you wanted to crook it and make it go out the side of the house, well, they had what they call the elbow, and put an elbow here on this pipe, mm-hmm. and then turn it where you want it and put a pipe out on the other end of the elbow here and mm-hmm. run it out that way.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what about when you were having to carry heavy stuff like, I don't know, rocks or something? A little small vehicle that had one wheel and two handles.
Well, now there's lots of people that had them. That's called a wheel bar, and I never could push nothing in one. I had my sister, just a little old pipsqueak of a woman. She'd seize that wheel bar full of wood in here. She'd go, and actually, goodness, I couldn't hardly get the thing started. But that was a wheel bar. Then they had a slide, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My daddy kept us rigged up with a slide all the time, and Elmore kept us rigged up with a slide when we was out on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fixed what he called a lizard,
mm-hmm.
tall rocks on, cut down a tree to the sporkin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And back here, out here on that, why, cut them off as long as you, well, not very long, because oh, I'd say 3 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
And then up this part would be the main part of the tree. Leave it right smart of a snooter out here. Fix it so you could put your finger to any mule to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just put boards across that from one side to the other. And you just roll them boards, them rocks upon them boards, you see, and they say that lift. And when you got them out, then you could just roll them off.
And
he called that a lizard.
I never heard of that
before. Well, I reckon that's the only one I've ever acquainted
mm-hmm.
with, but I've
mm-hmm.
used it.
Mm-hmm. You can use it better than a wheelbarrow.
Oh, I couldn't use a wheelbarrow at all. No, sirree.
Oh, that's well,
and most of the time when people had had a slide, we'd put both of ours to it, but I reckon Paul just always used one to slide. He used that a whole lot about hauling manure because you could get it up so close to everything, and it didn't have to throw your manure so high.
Mm-hmm.
On a wagon, you know, you'd have to throw it so high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably good. Now, you were telling me that you could sharpen a razor with a hone, I think you
mm-hmm.
called it. Well, what about something like a sickle or something? How would they sharpen those?
Well, I think they had this regular little sickle. It had a grind rock, too.
Mm-hmm.
At
mm-hmm.
the, but my daddy had his grind rock on the frame, and he fixed it to where he could turn it this way, and somebody would turn it for him while he'd hold it right on this grind rock, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then they'd put a little water on it to wet the grind rock.
Oh, I see.
And of course, I don't know where whatever went with my daddy's grind rock.
Do they have anything that they could carry around with them to grind things? Of course, that grind rock was,
mm-hmm.
it didn't move.
It was fast and steady. It was on a good solid frame. Had to be to stand all of this.
Yeah. Did they have anything that they could carry?
Nothing but a file.
Mm-hmm. That'd be what
and a wet rock. They'd
yeah.
carry, they had a good wet rock,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they called them.
Well, of course, I guess in the old days, you used to go in to town in a wagon if you
went. Oh, Lord, I think I went to town in a wagon lots of times.
Of course, now you have to go in a
car.
Yeah,
boat.
Yeah, of course.
Janetta says she misses the time we used to come up the river, come into town. She'd get in here and she could hear that old blacksmith cling, clinkety cling. Said she missed all of these things.
Oh,
and
man. Well, when they made this soap,